AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's radio show. We appreciate your listenership out there. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world. Here on AM 1220, KDOW, iHeartRadio, and online streaming, where you can listen live all the time. If you want to dial into tonight's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220. And get your questions and comments on air with me tonight or with our guests tonight. We've got a big show for you tonight. Of course, you can always connect with me directly at 1-888-MY-SBC-30, or you can email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz. It is a hot topic show tonight. I have here on the show in the studio with me tonight the leading gang task force expert, changing lives, changing kids' lives, Dr. Sunny Laura, also known as Pastor Sunny Laura, is the founder, executive director of the Firehouse Community Development Corporation. For the past 25 years, he has been recognized as a gang expert by the city and state officials, as well as receiving a host of awards and support, letters of support from our leaders here in Silicon Valley. Media coverage. The Firehouse program is a part of the City of San Jose's Mayor's Gang Task Force. And it is impacting and making a difference here in California, wherever you're listening, around the world. I need you to listen deeply on the show tonight. Wherever you're at in the nation, listen deeply. We've got some problems going on. And this man has some answers for you. His team has some answers for you. Firehouse provides benefits to the community, including decreased crime, homicide, graffiti, vandalism, random acts of violence by our young people. I've got to thank Dr. Sunny Laura, Pastor Sunny. Thank you for coming on the show with me tonight.
Yes, it's my honor to be here on this show, and hopefully we get some information out there to people to let them know that our youth are worth saving.
That's right.
There's not no one that's too bad that can't be changed.
That's right. I've got to ask you a question. We've seen horrific acts of violence throughout our country by young men, by white men, by young Hispanic men, Black men, and there seems to be no concern with whatever their consequences may be. No, we were just talking before we came on air, no remorse. Pastor Sunny, what's going on? What's your response
One of the main things, yeah, remember, there's no father figure in their life. And most of them, they're so if you're around a bunch of women and none of them have husbands, and you, your daughter over, there's no male figure in there. And they know that as they become teenagers, that they can get over mom. Mom has a big heart. Mom loves them to life, but she doesn't have the what she needs to do to put the authority down. And they know that. And dad, they're mad at their dad. They don't even want to hear the word dad because he's not in their life. He brought them into the world. You have a dad, but he's not in your life. Where were you when? Where was he when you fell and got hurt? Where were you when you were scared at night? Where were you when you felt you heard noises and only you and your mom were there and there was no dad? You're telling a teenager to be the man of the house. So he goes in there and grabs and does whatever he wants. And, you know, as a minister, the Bible says, train your child in the way they should go. And another scripture in Ephesians 6:4 says, fathers, train and instruct your sons. But there's no dad there. In San Jose, California, we went after our mayor, one of the mayors, 15 years ago, and said, Mr. Mayor, you can get a work permit at 14 years old, but where's the job that goes with it? Right now, we have 3,000 summer jobs in San Jose. And when Anita and myself, through fire, we would hire 20 some of these teenagers, and none of them got arrested. We helped them get bank accounts, how to use the ATM machine. I was telling them every day, do you give your mom a hug or a kiss? The one that puts food on the table. The one when you turn the lights on, they go on. They don't see all this. They just want, I want the style that's out there. If mom can't provide it, they get involved in drugs, guns. Teenagers don't make guns. Adults do. Then how did they get in the hands of our teenagers?
Right.
They'll do anything for a buck, you know. And they're called ghost guns. They're out in the street. And any campus now, they did a survey with the police, and they said in any campus, within 15 minutes, if you really wanted to, you could get a gun on any campus. You could get drugs on any campus. When we were growing up, you had to go look for the gun. Now they're there. It's just, do you have the money to purchase the gun? Right. Guns are not bad. It's the people that have the guns. Right. You know what I mean?
The decisions that they're making.
Need to be taught.
Right.
The gun's not bad. Thank God for our police force. We pray for them. PD, sheriffs, and highway patrol. Why? They're the ones that put their lives in danger, married, have a wife and children, don't even know us, pull up, jump out of the car, and put their lives online to rescue us. So, and now you're seeing throughout the country, they're not afraid to shoot the cops anymore. They're literally driving up and pulling the trigger on these officers.
And that's a problem.
I mean, there's a lot of fear out there. But wherever there's a problem, there's always a solution. Wherever there's a question, there's always an answer. But do you really want to go there?
Right. And that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to go there because you've come up with some solutions. You know, you've come out of this world. You've come out of the world of gang activity and all of that. And now you're this incredible force. You and your team, your wife and Firehouse Community Development Corporations. Tell us a little bit about Firehouse Community Development Corporation. What is that really about?
And the difference between tag bangers and taggers is the gang taggers, they'll put three dots or four dots. Three dots representing the Southerners and four dots representing the Northern. People listening now, you're going to start to see a difference because now you heard this. You're going to look at tagging and you're going to start to see three dots or four dots because they're shifting from just being a tagger to a tag banger.
So, Pastor Sonny, can you hear me okay there on your side?
Can I what?
I want to make sure that you can hear me.
I can hear you. Yeah, it went off. I can hear you now.
Right. We had some technical difficulties. I was asking, you know, you've come out of a gang lifestyle many, many, many years ago. You're a pastor of a church. You started an organization more than 20 years ago called Firehouse Community Development Corporation. What is that all about? We got a couple of minutes before we go to a break. So in about 30 seconds, can you give us a nutshell of what Firehouse Community Development Corporation is doing to get these kids through school, into college, change lives, no guns? Tell us about it. We got 1 minute.
Yeah. Firehouse, we tell Firehouse, we're a firehouse. If you don't have a fire, we'll put one in you. And if your fire's wild, we'll help adjust it. Firehouse, we have lifelines. Like they get in trouble. I got to do community hours. Okay, what did you do? I committed a crime. So we'll put them in a positive place where they're not continuing to keep getting on trouble. Then we have the tattoo removal. If you have gang tattoos, anything in city of San Jose, they're removed for free. But you got to do community hours. You got to sign a paper saying that you won't re-put those gang tattoos back on. And I tell people, tattoos are a magnet. You put on tattoos, and anyone from anywhere else is going to look and see what you got on you. So there's danger to
recording
that.
In progress.
That's right. That's right. I've got to go to a commercial break. So we're gonna wrap it up. We're going to pick this up in the next segment. We've got a lot of good conversation that we need to hear tonight. And you're going to have an opportunity to participate in what Dr. Sunny is doing at Firehouse, what his team's doing. We're going to hear from them. And we're going to hear from one of the kids who's now a young entrepreneur and the life-changing experience they had with Firehouse. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. We are having a very real discussion about the violence that we're seeing. But I want to dig a little bit further into what Pastor Sunny's talking about with the Firehouse Community Development Corporation. Pastor Sunny, you have a program for more F's. To get into the program, you have to have four or more F's. These are junior high and high school students. And you help them from failing in school. Tell us about this program. Tell us how it works. You got a campaign going on right now. We'll talk about the campaign a little later, but tell our audience about this program and how it is impacting and changing the lives of the students that are in this program.
Yeah, what's so awesome about it is they have six F's, and when they come to us, you need four to qualify. And then we let them know that F's turn into D's, D's turn into C's, C's turn into B's, A's. We don't start yelling and scolding them. Look at your grades. Look where you're at. We start bringing them hope. You know what I mean? I go, look, right. You come to school every day, so that's telling me you want to learn something. But then we troubleshoot them and find out where their struggles at. You know what I mean? And once you can do that, that's what advisors, a lot of times we just did the job of the advisor and the counselor, and you can't expect the teacher to do it. One teacher with 30 students, right. But we created tutorial programs to come and surround them, to help them, people that can help them do it. I've even used students from the high school that were straight A students and say, you know what, you can give back. You don't need help. You can help us by help tutoring your peers. They never thought about it, but wow, you're right. And we started using the students, and it took off. There's always an idea that will work. You just got to want it. You got to care about them. You know, we deal with teachers say, don't worry about them. They're not going nowhere in life. You know what I mean? And it like puts a bigger fire in me. They're here, and they know they get money. If you go to school, but you don't do great, they get money for you. They started in-house suspension. As long as you're there for 4 hours, they get paid for you. And that's why they let you stay half a day and then they tell you to go home. They want to collect the money they get for you being there. Through the Firehouse, as we started bringing their grades up and all that, they were coming to school every day. You didn't need to tell them anymore. They found their niche. They found what they wanted to do. We tell them education is going to determine your lifestyle. How are you going to live? Where are you going to live? And how are you going to provide for you and your family? You know, we become the father and mother they don't have. And I tell them, you're right. Your mom and dad's not here. They're alive, but they're not in your life. But it don't give you a right to throw your life away. Anita, myself, and other staff, we start doing goal setting, short term, long term, realistic goal, tangible goals that they could get. And, you know, and God just breathes on it. They're not dumb. They just need help. And when you can help them, they'll take off on that. They're graduating 3.5, 3.2, 3.8, 4.0. We had one guy, one of the worst guys, troublemaker, graduate with a 4.0. Had to go to night school, had to do tutoring program. He was a leader of the gang. He would video fighting men. He wouldn't fight teenagers. He liked to fight men and then throw it up on Facebook real quick. So we had to work with this guy. When we grabbed him, we saved 30 more students that used to follow him. Now, there's a guy on the line. He's going to come up. His name is Anthony, Dr. Anthony Sanchez. When I met him, the principal says, you got two choices. You can either hear our guest speaker or you're going to juvenile hall right now. So he chose to hear me. He said, within 10 minutes, I knew you were the man that was going to help me. You'll hear him. He was the leader of a real bad gang. And he had 30 guys. He started the gang. He got jumped in the gang. He got jumped out of the gang. And, you know, I'll let him tell his story because it's better to hear. Something sparked him up.
Absolutely. So let's do this. Thank you for setting that up for me. So let's talk to Anthony Sanchez. Anthony, share your story with us. You've gone through the Firehouse program. So tell us, is this really real? Or, you know, what would you say to those out there to listen? You're talking to a community that is, you know, these are, you know, people who have, you know, vacation homes, and they're in high tech and they're in corporate America. You know, they've got all of these things going on. And sometimes that's distant from the world that you grew up in. And so the reality is that you've got Pastor Sonny and Anita Rubio and these folks pulling you guys out of, you know, some very bad things. And now you're an entrepreneur. So congratulations on that, for sure. So tell us your story. We're going to start with, you've got about 2 minutes, and then we're going to pick you up in the second segment. But get us started with your story.
Thank you, Margaret. And I want to take the time to say that, you know, thank you for allowing us to put a voice on your show. And given Firehouse an opportunity for others to be in my position, and for Pastor Sonny, Anita, for allowing them to share their success with the program and with our program. I will be a lifer for this program because it has done life-changing things for me, as it has for other students that went through it. So I look forward to speaking more on the program and sharing my story, how I came into the program and the troubles that I did to get into the program. And the success that brought me to, to furnish out of the program.
Absolutely. I have 1 minute before I go on break. I have one more person on the line with us, Anita Rubio, who is part of this whole program with Pastor Sonny, mm-hmm. and she is overseeing the program in Los Baños. You've got Pastor Sonny in San Jose. Anita, can you share? Really quick, about 30 seconds, what you're seeing with the students in Los Baños. You're seeing the same results?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been in Los Baños now for 2 years. We're in 4 schools, 2 junior highs, 2 high schools. And the transformation that we're witnessing is phenomenal. We're having kids come in with no GPA, nothing that shows any kind of advancement. They're coming in and they're like Dr. Lara said, D's turning into C's, D's turning into, you know, they're accelerating academically. And one of the things that Dr. Lara always says is it's going to determine your lifestyle. And that is one of the things that we really continually put into their thoughts and into the way that they view education, that it is a life determining factor for their future.
That's awesome. We're going to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more. This is Coach Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. You are listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business and Finance Radio. We are Bay Area's business and finance leaders.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. With Coach Margaret Jackson, I am here live tonight around the world, iHeartRadio. I am glad to be here with you tonight. And we are talking about helping some kids. And I'm going to bring Anita Rubio back on, and I want her to share a little bit about the GoFundMe campaign that they're running. Four or more apps help kids from failing in school. And we're going to talk a little bit about the campaign and share how you can connect to the campaign and participate to help this program to keep going. We need more firehouses around the United States. We need more Dr. Sunny Lauras. We need more Anita Rubios. We need more people helping to change the lives of our young people that are stuck, and they're in bad situations, and they just need someone to care. So Anita, can you share a little bit about the GoFundMe campaign for Firehouse and just what that's all about?
Okay, well, the GoFundMe campaign is to reach out to more youth to have the opportunity. And so, like a lot of other organizations, nonprofits, we've been hit with the COVID. This is now post-COVID, and we were hit with some of our financial funding. And so we're here vigorously and actively reaching out to the community to raise funds to keep us sustainable as we are pursuing other grant opportunities and writing proposals. So the campaign now that we're launching is for $50,000. And so what we're doing is we're just asking every person out there that can hear us and is listening now to donate. And you can donate through the GoFundMe campaign, which is now on live on our Facebook, which would be under Anita Rubio, under the Firehouse, or under Dr. Sunny Lara. It is also under the GoFundMe. Also, you can reach us through our website, the-firehouse.org. There's also a donation button on there. So what we're doing is we're reaching out, and that's what this call is for. We are working with multiple youth in San Jose that are homeless, that are active, but because of what's been taking place with housing and the lack of, I can't say lack of jobs because there are many jobs, but in the valley, if you're a youth or you're with your family, statistically, you need to make about $60 an hour in order to afford housing in the Bay Area. So Firehouse is not just working with at-risk youth four or more and helping them get back on track with education and showing them how finances work, because we also do that. One of the things we do is we reach out with food. We have food being delivered daily to homes for our youth. We're actively out there providing clothes when necessary. So we're not just a program who goes into the high schools. We go above and beyond. We meet every need, because a hungry youth is not going to perform well academically. Sure. A youth that is involved in trauma, has just heard that their parent is terminally ill, they're not going to function properly. And what the Firehouse does is we go on and we find the root of why they're not performing. These are smart kids with a lot of potential and a lot of ability and even creative ideas. A lot of them are very smart technically, but they're stuck. And so we like to go in there and start digging for the gold, if you will. We're treasure hunters. We're looking for the hidden gold that they may not even know themselves that they possess.
Wow, that's a lot. And if you want to get involved with the program, get involved with the GoFundMe campaign. I gave today. I wanted to be the first to help kick this campaign off, as I've learned about it and have really watched what they're doing and participating with them in different ways that I can. So I've kicked it off for $50. Everyone can do something. The Firehouse program can be found on GoFundMe. If you go out to GoFundMe and do a search for Firehouse, the four of War F's Help Kids from Failing in School is going to pop up at the top of your list. So let's help them reach their goal over the next 30 days. I've got to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Anthony, and we're going to get back to Pastor Sonny, and we're going to wrap this up tonight. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW. We are business. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. One of my favorite, all segments are my favorite of the show, but I kind of like my intro music here, kind of my theme music, like Shaft. If you're old school like me, Shaft had his cool theme music. We're going to continue our conversation. This segment of the show is about small business entrepreneurship, community things for us to just kind of think about as we participate in our professions, participate in, you know, I tell many of my small business clients when I'm working with them, especially with the Small Business Development Center, is that we're just as interested in making sure that your personal life is balanced with your entrepreneurial life so they can reach their potential in the business that they're doing. And so I'm going to bring Anthony Sanchez back, who's a former gang leader, has gone through the Firehouse program, is now part of the leadership. And if you're just tuning in, he said he's a lifer and who is also an entrepreneur. So he's going to share a little bit of his story, and then we're going to get back to Pastor Sonny Laura, Dr. Sonny Laura, who's the executive director of Firehouse. We've heard from Anita Rubio and what they're doing. We just got to participate. We want a better world, and we want our young people making better choices and getting guns out of their hands. These are the sort of programs that help with that. So Anthony, thank you for coming onto the show once more. I'd like to give you an opportunity to take a couple of minutes and just share your story.
Margaret, thank you again. I think that at the time I found myself in a position where I was more than anything that, you know, questioning myself, you know, who am I? You know, why am I constantly getting in trouble? Why can't I be like everybody else? Why can't I be successful? And, you know, I always found myself in a troubling position where it was my fault, or I was at the, you know, wrong place at the wrong time. And, you know, my surroundings were exactly, you know, what was determining everything that I was getting myself through at the time. And so it wasn't long ago, and I remember like it was just yesterday that I was at the principal's office for some fights that had, you know, broke out, you know, due to my troubling. And and the principal there, Miss West, I could just remember the conversation. I just got the chills. That she gave me, more than anything, she gave me an opportunity to change my life. She gave me an opportunity to finally make a decision to be able to break through. And I think that as a troubled youth, we all need that one call, that one opportunity. Hey, we know exactly what you're doing. We know exactly where you're at. We have an opportunity for you, but you can either go and listen to the speaker at this organization and at this program, or we can just turn you in to the juvenile hall center where you're going to continue this bad behavior.
Hey. Right. So sounds like you're a father too. What work do you do as an entrepreneur? What is your discipline? What is your business?
And in 2014, I started a company called Trim Tough, which is an online weight loss product that I had invented. together with a few partners of mine at the time that were relatively into the fitness industry, and me being the majority investor and the founder of the company, I was able to formulate one of the most successful weight loss teas that the industry at the time has ever seen. And 60 days, 90 days later, we had sold around the world with millions of dollars in sales and revenue since 2014. And ever since, we've been a legacy product in the industry.
So you went from gangbanging, you know, not taking school seriously, engaging in with really an ultimatum, either go see this speaker or go to juvenile hall.
Well, Margaret, a lot of us, we want to hear an answer. We're quick to judge. We're quick to grab onto something. We're quick to grab onto a problem. Right. And we're always quick to hear something. You know, we want you to tick us off. We want you to tell us something. You know, we want to be challenged, right? And I was challenged this time only in a spiritual way. I was challenged in a way to change my mentality. I was challenged in a way to change my surroundings, my thoughts, my thought process. I was challenged in a way where I saw somebody that had a very similar past, but now a better future, which was Sunny Lara at the time, the speaker and the founder of Firehouse. And I went up to Pastor Sunny. I said, Pastor, if there's anything that I can do to volunteer my time, I'm in big trouble right now. You know, I'm willing to give up my time and what I'm doing to go through your program. And he said, Anthony, there's classes, there's hours that you have to do. If you're going to do this, you know, our session starts next week. And just like that, on the clock, he put me on his schedule, picked me up, and I did my hours, my community service. I went through all my classes. And it just so happens that class didn't finish until about 6 years ago, when I finally graduated with an honorary doctorate degree, to going through this Firehouse program, going through everything that they have to offer, going through the classes and going to speaking engagements and helping the program, helping the company, helping the organization, helping Sunny and Anita, serving by their side to let people hear about what this organization does, not just for the schools, not just for the organizations, but for people who were troubled just like me. And it doesn't take much to change. It takes a thought. That thought becomes an action. And that action gets you a result. And so when you're willing to hear ideas, when you're willing to hear inspiration, it turns into motivation. It lights a fire in you. And the thing about Firehouse is, if you don't have a fire, they can create one for you. And they can see it, they can control it, and they can get you in that's the right awesome. Direction with that's the awesome. Fire behind you.
That's awesome. You're taking me into my commercial break here in just a moment. First of all, just congratulations on doing the work. Congratulations on doing the work. And if whoever's listening out here, wherever you're at on the planet, if you're stuck, if you're a youth, if you're a young person who's stuck, there's destiny on your life. And there's always great destiny on your life. And if you want to connect with Firehouse, not just through this GoFundMe campaign, but if you want to see a Firehouse like this in your neck of the woods, in your neighborhood, connect with Firehouse. Email me at onetheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I will get you all of the information that you need to connect with them. I've got to go to a commercial break. I'm going to get back to Dr. Sunny Lara, Pastor Sunny Lara. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It has been a fiery show, if I can say it that way. We've had Firehouse Community Development Corporation, Pastor Sunny Lara, Anita Rubio, Anthony Sanchez, giving us a clear picture of what's going on out in our communities and how we can participate and make a difference. And we need to make that difference. I have already participated. I've given to the firehouse. I kicked off the program with a $50 donation, starting somewhere. So it doesn't have to be a lot of money. It could be, it adds up, you know, $25 adds up. In fact, the average donation amount for crowdfunding campaigns is about $20, $25. Do your part. Go out. If you can give more, give more. We need to help these kids, and we need to change lives, and we need to definitely get guns and drugs out of their hands. We need to be part of many villages, part of the Firehouse Village, part of many villages that are out there doing really good work. Our kids are in trouble, and we need to listen to them. They're saying things to us, and we need to listen to them. So I'm going to wrap up the show with bringing Dr. Sunny Laura back and just helping me appeal to you to participate. We've got a young man who is and they have many testimonials. I've watched videos, many, many videos of the testimonials of these young people coming out of the program that are now college graduates, that have their own families. They have their homes. They're living a productive life in society, and we need more of that. And so broken homes, you know, when I look at them, I'm one of those kids. I'm one of those kids who grew up, low income neighborhood, single parent home. And here I am on radio around the world. And so these sorts of stories, they just mean something to me, and I want to participate in it. And I hope you will too. And so Dr. Sunny, I want to bring you on and just have you appeal to the audience before we close out the show tonight, and on them participating and giving in the GoFundMe campaign. And again, the GoFundMe campaign, just go out to GoFundMe.com, do a search for Firehouse. As soon as you put in Firehouse, their campaign comes up. Four or more F's, help kids from failing in school. And just like Anita said, they're not just doing that. They're giving them all of these other wraparound services, making sure that there aren't any food insecurities, making sure that they have clothes on their back, making sure that they're comforted when they're getting bad news about loved ones. So I've got about 3 minutes before I have to close this show down, or they are going to cut me off. So Dr. Sunny, can you just make an appeal for about 60 seconds and talk to our audience around the world about participating in your program?
Yes. If you are listening to this program, know this, that every life has value. These young men and women weren't asked to be born in these impoverished neighborhoods. Teen mothers having children at an early age, and then them being fed, abandoned to raise themselves. It costs over $100,000 a year. You can look in Santa Clara County to house a juvenile, $100,000. We're just trying to reach $50,000. And yes, Dr. Anthony Sanchez, when he was 22 years old, I seen him again. He had a check in his hand for $10,000 and said, God told me to help you reach these young people. He didn't just say it. He handed me a check for $10,000. And even while he was working, I would take Anthony to the schools to speak with me. We ride up in his Lamborghini. He had a yellow, if you go to YouTube and look him up, you'll see him driving his, you know, back in the days. And he would come to the school, take the time. He didn't forget about where he came from. He went back and said, if I can help in any kind of way, you know, there he was. But you can help us, just like earlier, $25, $50, whatever you feel you can give, you'll help us change a life. Now, how much does a life mean? One teenager can impact their own community. It's, the Bible talks about a little bit of yeast ruins the whole batch. But if we can grab to these people here, you know, Anthony is a story, and we have many more, you know, stories of other young men and women thought that gangbanging was their life, that they were born to do that, and they found out it was a lie. We helped them discover who they really were. And when they went to school, and we would do a barbecue for them just from the S training to D's. Now, I wouldn't tell them. You could have straight D's and graduate, but I wouldn't tell them that. I would tell them F turn into D's, D's turn into C's, C's turn into B's. Now you got scholarships.
Right, that's right. That's right.
That's right.
That's right. I gotta cut you off because I gotta get out of the show, Dr. Sunny. But you get the gist. Go to GoFundMe.com, do a search for Firehouse. Four or more F's help kids from failing in school will come up. Give something. And we look forward to hearing this campaign do it well. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.